This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the Netflix show Magic for Humans, Justin Willman. Welcome back, man. How you doing?
Good to be back. Thanks for always being so kind to me.
Absolutely. So you're doing some cool virtual magic shows for Halloween. How does magic work over Zoom? Do you have to, everything's above the waist, I assume.
Everything's up above. You got to bring it up in front of your face. You know, at first I was like very hesitant. I was like, man, magic's meant to be experienced in person or, you know, on the Netflix show, it's really presented. So you're watching it and it feels like it's in person. But I watched a couple non-magic shows and I was like, man, you really can connect. Like there's an intimacy you can create with Zoom. So I was like, let me try to make the best magic show you can do on Zoom. And it's been incredible. Like I feel like, you know, each show we can have 500, 700, 1,000 people all over the world, people who would never get to see me on tour, getting their minds blown, you know, looking at each other in their living room. It's kind of a voyeuristic, cathartic experience while we're all going through this thing.
Good for you, getting creative there. And these are Halloween themed shows. So how do you tailor your tricks for the holiday?
Well, you know, as soon as I heard trick-or-treating's canceled, trick-or-treating's unsafe, kid, you know, like I remember when I was a kid, I would be so bummed out. Like Halloween's always my favorite holiday as a magician as well. So I wanted to create a show for this specific holiday that could tick all the boxes. It's like you're going to a Halloween party. There's a bunch of crazy magic and ghosts and spooky stuff and skeletons and, you know, a bunch of different costumes, a costume contest, candy, like a family friendly experience, yet COVID safe over Zoom. So I'm so stoked. I mean, my living room has turned into my studio. You know how we have to get crafty in these times. So we've sold out a bunch of shows. We now have 8 shows this weekend. It's called Magic for Humans at Home.
Nice.
People can get their tickets at magicforzoom.com. And I can't wait. Like I'm more excited about this, oddly, than most things.
Yeah.
Just because it's so DIY and it's like a one-man operation.
Sure.
But it's, you know, it's about connecting with people.
How old's your son now?
He's almost 2. We're in the word explosion phase.
Nice.
He can mimic. You got to be careful what you say because now he can parrot it right back at you.
Oh, I know. You got to watch it all the time. Is he part of the act yet? You made him disappear or come out of anything?
I exploit him left and right. I'm going to get reported to Child Protective Services. The kid got a SAG card at like 9 months from me putting him in Magic for Humans. So yeah, he'll be in the show. He's
great.
Part of a costume reveal trick. He's kind of the star of the show. I'm kind of second fiddle. My wife's in the act. Everyone has reluctantly been forced to be in the show.
I like family shows.
Everybody's home. Everybody's home.
Exactly.
Use them.
No, that's great, man. That's great. Well, we look forward to checking it out, and good for you to get creative with magic. You know, I'm a big fan. Can't wait to get back to the Magic Castle.
I can't wait to be there and back to you in person and do some tricks in person.
Exactly.
You know?
No,
maybe make a little guest drop in at the Max.
Hey, there you go. Well,
I've got
go.
Max's hair. I can put Max's hair.
Do you know Ed Alonzo?
I know Ed very well. Ed was a brilliant magic consultant on my Netflix show, Magic for Humans.
Oh, wow.
He's always been such a great supporter.
Oh,
that dude knows everything.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Good to hear, man. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot with some quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Do it.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Oh, favorite show I've binged during quarantine? Dark. It's this weird German drama. It's kind of like Stranger Things for adults. If you can get over having to read subtitles, come on, people. You can read some words. It's not a big deal. It's a great show. Dark.
Oh, okay, I guess. Subtitles don't bother me. All right. All-time favorite Halloween costume?
Oh, well, one year my wife dressed as Marie Antoinette and I dressed as a piece of cake.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Nobody ate me, but it was a good one.
Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh, I'm a dressing guy. Stuffing guy. Dressing. Yeah. I like salad dressing.
Yeah. Ranch. Big on ranch.
I'm all about that stuffing.
But in the South, stuffing. Like in the South, we call it dressing instead of stuffing.
See, that's when I'm from Missouri, I'm a border state. I'm allowed to call it dressing.
Yeah, sure.
That works.
Yeah. I like
there
that.
You go.
Some dressing. Greatest magician in history.
Oh my goodness. I would have to say, I mean, David Copperfield has created more incredible stuff than I think anybody, and his career's longevity, successes. David Copperfield.
Thanks.
I mean, you say David Copperfield or Houdini, they're like the most famous magicians, but Copperfield, I think, has got a career that can't be beat.
Yeah. Awesome. Did you know Houdini died?
And if I don't say David Copperfield, If I don't say Copperfield, he'll murder me.
Got it. No, he's a good guy. Did you know Houdini died on Halloween?
I did know that.
I didn't. Learned that today. I thought that was kind of cool.
He may know about doing the research.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we try to contact him every year. People always think Houdini died doing some escape, you know?
Yeah, how did he die?
Died because he was after a show one night. He was reading some fan mail, and he had a reputation for having amazing abs, right? Like yourself. And he could take a punch. So he had this. So people
were
always
trying
to take a punch.
I heard about
a punch. And he wasn't flexing. He wasn't ready. Somebody punched him in the gut, like a sucker punch. And he died 2 days later of a ruptured appendix.
Oh my God, what an awful way to die. See, I didn't know if that was an urban legend. Like he used to let hit people. Because if you go a little too high in the solar plex, as opposed to the abdomen, that could be it. So
yeah,
wow, that's like really how he died.
Like Kimbo Slice. Some dude just gave him a jab. Yeah,
oh sad. Man, wow, I learned something. That is crazy. Okay, thanks for that, Justin.
My pleasure.
On that note, go to onwithmario.com to get tickets to Magic for Humans at Home. Justin, thanks for checking in, buddy.
Mario, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Take care.
From the haunted Geico studios, where it's scary how much you can save on your car insurance at geico.com. This is On with Mario Lopez. More creepy fun coming up.